Boy Speaks, episode 320, Breaking by Upgrading. Some time ago, I built a VMware server, and primarily it was to make use of some hardware that wasn't really being used for anything else, and I needed to be able to do some stuff in VMware anyway, and having a machine that was dedicated to it seemed like a good thing to do, and so I set it up. And, you know, and it worked pretty well for a while. And I was, and I did it with, you know, VMware ESXi, I think originally 4.1, and then I upgraded it to 5.0. And, you know, 5.1 had come out, but I think I skipped it. And so 5.5 was out. And I said, okay, I finally got around to, all right, let me upgrade this thing. And I stick in the install disk and it says, oh, well, it can't recognize any network drivers. I said, okay, fine. And that just seems kind of weird because my existing system works just fine. And so I did a little research and it turns out that these that the cards I'm using in my machine aren't supported and should never have worked to begin with, according to the documentation. So, and I did some hunting around the internet, and lo and behold, it turned out that one or both of the NIC cards that I now have, because I've also changed the hardware because of some other problems, and so it turns out that neither one of the NIC cards are supported, and it turns out that, like, VMware had support for them, or maybe it magically worked, and, you know, but even though it wasn't supported, now it stops working. So, and I'm sure people have had, you know, they've done things where they've upgraded their computer, and all of a sudden things stop working, or things that used to work on the old system don't work on the new. Well, this is, you know, my version of that, I guess, although it's, VMs and stuff. And so now I've decided, okay, I'm going to move away from VMware since obviously it shouldn't have worked in the first place. And so now I'm in the process of, putting Ubuntu on this machine. And I guess I'm going to run all the VMs in KVM, which is of course also free. And it has the benefit of being Libre open source, whatever the thing is. And so of course I'm playing with Ubuntu, and I'm always amazed at every time I get Ubuntu on a desktop and look at the UI and look at the stuff. I mean, believe me, I used Linux when when you had to install it from floppy disks and everything was manual, and oh my god. I mean, yeah, I remember when I was running Slackware. Yeah, I remember buying the CD for it or whatever, and that was 20 years ago or something. Who knows? It seems like it was 20 years ago. Pretty close. Anyway, and, you know, it's just the desktop, it's gotten to the point where it's pretty much plug and play. It's almost as nice as Windows, at least as far as usability goes. But anyway, this is a little rant, I guess, about, just things don't work the same way when you upgrade. And, you know, now I'm struggling to get the system back up. And unfortunately, the machine that helps me upload my podcasts and the posts for the website are in this VM that I'm now in the middle of upgrading. And so, you know, this podcast might be a little late. We'll just have to see what happens. But as we speak, I'm also trying to move the files over because I have to change VMware did its file system differently. So of course I'm having to, you know, convert it to something that bog standard Linux can deal with. And so I'm playing, and it's going to take a little while to get all this stuff done. But welcome to being a geek, I guess. This is try to upgrade things. And maybe I should have just left it alone. And I suppose I could. I'll probably, that was my original plan, was to have a backup. But unfortunately, the drive I was going to use instead, it turns out that drive had some serious errors with it. So I'm not going to be using that drive. And so it looks like I'm going to have to, this is a one-way trip. And, we'll just hopefully it all goes well, and we'll see what happens.
Phone Boy Speaks, episode 320, Breaking by Upgrading.